This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and this is The Score. Serena Williams' outburst of angry obscenities has been cause for comment and debate all week, but I feel one major point has been missing from the discussion. Yes, on one hand, we can perhaps all understand that an athlete in a heated moment on the world stage could lose control if suddenly confronted with an injustice. In the final dramatic moments of her semifinal match at the U.S. Open, on the precipice of being upset and not having the chance to win another Grand Slam title for her glorious career, a petty call of a foot fault, an unheard-of call at such a key point in such an important match, threw Serena into a rage that seemed to render her temporarily insane. Okay, the empathy that defines humanness can forgive an athlete for careening emotionally out of control in the face of an undeserved, unfair call against her. Yet sports have for good reason instituted tight rules that disallow abuse of officials and fans, no matter how incompetent or unjust the call, no matter how rude or mean-spirited the heckling. We can go all the way back to Ty Cobb in 1912 and his case of jumping into the stands to physically fight a heckler who, it turned out, had no hands. Cobb continued the assault, all the while yelling, "I don't care if he got no feet." Cobb was suspended, as has happened to many athletes for similar egregious outbursts, and there is a long line of folks currently pushing for Serena Williams' suspension. Yes, she got a bad call. Yes, it came outrageously at a late moment in a premier event. But you just can't say to an official, "I swear to God, I'm effing gonna take this ball and shove it down your effing throat." You just can't physically threaten a referee. I, too, am on the side of believing Serena should be suspended from the game for some period of time. But the point missing here is the nature of the outburst. I'm sure you've all known that moment when you're pushed to a breaking point. Then you finally calm down and gain some perspective on the incident, and you find the words that came from deep within were quite telling. The particular words that comprised the Serena tirade opened a window into her psyche. When McEnroe exploded all those times, we came to know the John McEnroe who simply would not tolerate fools. The public persona broke down, and we had immediate insight into a privileged brat with a superiority complex and zero value for paying respect to authorities. I have no doubt that we peeped into the interior world of Serena Williams the other day. Another player, equally enraged, might have screamed, "You're crazy! How can you make that call?" But not many would come up with, "I swear to God I'm effing going to take this ball and shove it down your effing throat." As telling the actual words of the tirade was the two-day-long evolution of the Serena apology. It started with her own instincts at the press conference following the match. Serena honestly felt that all would be forgiven because she told us hers is the passion of a champion. Over the next 2 days, it was evident that her entourage coached her into actually apologizing directly to the lineswoman. But when she flippantly said she wished she could find the woman because she'd give her a big old hug, the disconnect was palpable. She still gave no credence to the hostility nor the bullying fear she had thrust upon this official, a person whom I would bet has no desire whatsoever at this point to open her arms for a Serena Williams hug. I've always said that we fans have an uncanny talent for sensing the real spirit that lurks beneath the surface of our public figures' daily image-making. I'm afraid we just got a glimpse of one, not often on display, yet nevertheless very real, side of Serena Williams. This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and that's The Score.